Untitled, 1958, M3, 1964, and Blanc, 1974, by Simon Antaille. After studying at the School of Fine Arts in Budapest and travelling in Italy, Simon Antaille moved to France in 1949. It was then that he was noticed by André Breton, who exhibited his work in his gallery. The young artist soon broke with this patron to develop a new perspective on the practice of painting. Interested in introducing automatic processes into his work and stripping it of the concepts of talent and expertise. Moving closer to lyrical expression, in 1956-1958, he made the series of writings in which, by removing the black which covered the canvas as he moved, the artist's gesture revealed an underlying coloured layer. He then worked on developing a method based on folding. Its importance is comparable to Matisse's invention of coloured paper cutouts. The canvas is knotted or tied, painted and then untied, to reveal a free composition in which the unpainted areas are as important as the painted ones. The composition, the ratio of filled to empty, the harmonies of colour are achieved without the painter's knowledge. He's working blind, as in the series of pantses. The motive, cut like a diamond by the folding of the canvas and the colours applied to each facet, appears in the centre of a canvas, free of any intervention. All Simon Antaille's work is based on the balance between what is painted and what is not. In Blanc, 1974, the unpainted has invaded the whole surface. But just as all materials consist of more space than atoms, the unpainted is the active element which makes the picture blankness, absence, silence are the same facets of an artist whose life and work are closely combined. Simon Antaille played a key role in post-war French painting, both in his work and in his attitude to the art world. By highlighting the challenges of a pictorial act, the time of creation, the place of the artist, and the questions which painting raises, he enabled the necessary regeneration of a tradition which was singularly unpopular at the time. This role, central for the generations who have followed him, was paradoxically achieved from a marginal position, which, from 1982, became complete withdrawal. Since that time, Simon Antaille's oeuvre has been a finished body of work which the artist revisits, a subject for reflection with an increasing historical importance.